meeting of April 19th of the Senate Committee on Banking and Financial Institutions to order. I think we have a quorum, so can we do the roll call, please?
Senator Dodd?
Here.
Dodd here. Vidak?
Here.
Vidak here. Galgiani? Galgiani here. Hueso? Lara? Morrell?
Here.
Morrell here. Portantino?
We have a big agenda today. We have one bill on the calendar, SB 764, by Senator Morlock. Why don't you begin, Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks for the special committee meeting on this particular bill.
We'll remember this.
Colleagues, SB 764 is to complement the chair's fine work that he did 2 years ago with AB 607. And so, Mr. Chair, we appreciate your staff's hard work on this bill, and we also appreciate the amendments that have been suggested, and I will accept those amendments. Want me to continue?
You can.
Okay.
I'll leave it up to you.
I'll make it short and sweet then.
Okay.
AB 607 requires a bond to protect funds held in trust by clients working with real estate brokers. Should a non-licensed employee misappropriate those trust funds, the bonds will cover the loss, and this wisely protects innocent third parties. However, a Fidelity insurance policy provides the same, if not better, coverage, and that's what this bill is trying to do. And so, Mr. Chair, just to make the story real short, I was flying home one day and sat next to Jeff, and we started talking, and it turns out that his CPA used to be one of my employees when I was a younger man. And he started talking about this particular issue, that he had been audited by the state, and the state didn't have a box that says Fidelity Insurance. It just said Fidelity Bond. And so he kind of got dinged, and I thought, well, that doesn't seem to make good business sense. So that was the genesis, and he's my primary witness, Mr. Chair.
All right.
Do you have anything you'd like to?
No, that pretty much summarizes exactly the situation. Most real estate management companies that have trust accounts for their clients, they all have insurance to prevent embezzlement, fraud, those types of things. And the current Bureau of Real Estate Regulation only has the option for bond, and this just expands it to also allow an insurance policy that would be Fidelity and cover the funds.
In your opinion, that's just as effective as the bond?
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that I've talked to during the research of this over the last year don't even have the bond and have the insurance coverage. So this just basically makes it so that everybody's compliant and that there's no issues and protects the, and actually expands it, because the bond only covers for employee theft, and the insurance policy now allows for computer fraud, wire fraud, and expands it even further.
Very good. Thank you very much. Witnesses in support.
Mr. Chairman and members, I'm Stan Wigg with the California Association of Realtors. We support the bill. We helped sponsor the original change, and this is eminently sensible. It gives flexibility to the companies, and we ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. Witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, would you like to close, Mr.?
I respectfully ask for an aye vote. I want to just thank you for your work in this area and trying to compliment what you've done.
Fantastic.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Any questions? There's a motion. Can we call the roll, please?
No.
Motion is due pass as amended to business and professions. Senator Dodd. Senator Dodd.
We have some order in the room here, please.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Senator Dodd, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Galgiani? Galgiani, aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Portantino?
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate. We're going to hold the roll open for Senator Portantino. Thank you. Good job, buddy. Good job. Thank you. Good work. Chair, would you open the roll, please?
Motion is due pass as amended to Business and Profession. Senator Dodd, excuse me, voting aye. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye.
That concludes the business before the Senate Banking and Financial Institutions Committee. This meeting's adjourned.
Greatest chair ever.